Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, good day. Wherever you are on the planet, welcome to the Luna Lounge Show with myself, Israel Ajozi. How are you doing? Show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. So yeah, go get your Magic Mind. The link is actually in, it's always in the information section, whether you're watching it on YouTube or on, you're listening on any of the podcast platforms. You know that this podcast is available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google Podcasts, everything. You can find it there. So go get your Magic Mind. You're feeling mentally, physically fatigued, need a bit of energy like me. I'm just coming from the gym and I'm hyper. Yeah, go get yourself some Magic Mind. I keep talking about the gummy bears are out. I just need to, I'm going to actually get the link. I'm going to email them today. Like, send me the link. I think they're only available on TikTok, something like that. But I'm going to get the link so you can get them on TikTok, for those of you who, you know, you can buy them off TikTok. But if not, go get the liquid. Little shot, telling you, man, half of this bottle, you're good to go, man. All natural, by the way. Just letting you know. So welcome to the Luna Lounge Show. With myself, Israel Ajozi. What is the weather like where you are? It's grey over here in London, UK. The weather ain't been bad. It started off good, but, you know. Hey, if you're tuning in for the first time, this is a show which aims to inform, enlighten, with a touch of entertainment, all about the cosmos, astrology, where the planets, how they're affecting us right now. But I also rope it in with other things as well, you know, philosophy, mythology, tarot, numerology, all of that stuff is all welcome to this show. You know, all the woo-woo stuff. Yeah, I'm one of those. It's all discussed on this show. But we do keep rationale also as well. You know, we bring the both. How do you like my egg timer? Been it for a while. I never really use it. I'm supposed to use it for readings. Yeah, but I just found that they just, you know, it's like, so readings are meant to be 1 hour. They're meant to be 1 hour. Anything over 1 hour, it's like, well, it's the recording. But yeah, that's what it's meant to be for, an hour. So I'll put it there. Let's see. Let's see. The show's meant to be an hour. So let's see, yeah? welcome to the show, people. I should be live on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You should be able to watch me, although I don't get access to watch it or to connect to the Facebook for some reason. I need to sort that out because what tends to happen is I go on my Facebook and then I see all these comments and like I'm like, oh my god, yeah, sorry, it's like past that. So yeah, it is what it is. These things happen. Shout out to Jackie, shout out to Michelle, shout out to Amy Lynn, am I pronouncing it correct? Amy, so it looks like an Amy. Shout out to Pamela, Sister Pam, Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Shout out to LaDonna. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Mason, all the way in New York. Welcome to the show as well. How are you doing? Hope you are well. Do you know what happens with this Instagram? I never get to see. But I'm gonna start, and I think I've got a hang of it. Before, I never used to see who was it that was on or wasn't on, and until again after the show, a little bit like my Facebook stuff. But I'm getting the hang of the Instagram now. It is what it is. I don't know why I'm sniffing a bit. I don't know. I'm just coming from the gym, man. Should be all cleared out, man. But it was a bit chilly on the way here. So shout outs to you all. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Yeah, it's looking a little bit dull and grey over here in London. Although, can't complain with the weather of lately. In the last week, it's been a nice a few blue skies, a little bit warm, you know. But, you know, we're technically still in winter, you know. Spring equinox coming up. We'll talk about that in a moment. We've got, 8 days left? And we've got the new season, Aries, coming in. However, the Pisces people are still celebrating their month. So it is what it is. Amy Lynn. Did I pronounce it correctly? Is it Amy Lynn? Did I get it? Amy, as in, okay, right. Okay. I'm trying to, you know, language is funny like that, isn't it? You kind of pronounce things according to the spelling. Or you pronounce it according to, I don't know, however you see it, I guess. But there's different ways how you can spell things, right? Which is quite interesting, which is good, I suppose. It's variety. Can't be one way of doing something, right? You know, they've got to have many different things. Jacqueline says, I brought the sun. Yeah, you brought it back with you. Yeah, you took it back with you when you went to the nice hot West Coast of Africa. Yeah, it is what it is. It'll warm up here. I've got one of my sisters coming from Nigeria in a few days, so she'll bring the sun back over. But yeah, it is what it is. What else has been happening? What's been in the news? I haven't watched I don't know whether it's age or whether it's just me being busy. I can't remember the last time I switched on the TV. TV's just sitting here. Anybody want a TV for sale? Because I'm not watching it. It's just sitting down here. So it is what it is. Shout out to Angela. Happy Wednesday to you as well. So if you want a spare TV, come and take mine. Because I ain't using it. What is on the news? Anything, you know, Did you lot see Donald Trump with the new Tesla? I mean, bloody hell, yeah, really? having a poke at Joe Biden saying, oh, yeah, could Biden fit in this? You think Biden can get in there? I thought, oh, God, you're not letting him off the hook, are you? You've won, man. Leave him alone. Anyway, Abdul Grundy, am I pronouncing it correct? Somebody saying Abdul Grundy, and he's put cancer, July 15th. What does that mean to mean? I know July 15th is a cancer month. What are you asking to read out your chart or something? Is that what you... do I have any prosperity coming my way looking for a new job right now? Abdul, man, what do you think this is? Book a reading like everybody else. Shout out to Pfizer. How you doing? I've got no idea what's happening with your thing. I have to look at your chart. Just by giving me July the 15th means absolutely nothing. All that means is that you were born in the month of cancer. Yeah. You know, we need them. You know, it's a full consultation. And I need the full date of birth. I need the month. I need the time. I need the place where you were born. We need to draw up your chart. We need to look at where all the planets are. We need to look at all your houses and your 10th house and all that kind of stuff. It takes a consultation. People, I don't know. I think what it is with astrology, because it's there is this, not having a go at you, Abdul, not having a go, but I'm just saying, just generally, my cave talks on Instagram. Shout out to you. Welcome to the show. The thing is like, my husband is a Virgo, has a Virgo stellium in his sun, Mars and Mercury. Help, please. Okay. Book a reading. I think what it is because astrology has become very accessible with the internet, a little bit like porn. It's information porn, isn't it? I guess the internet. There's so much, and because it's so accessible, which is a good thing, but everything has its pros and cons. I think people just think that, especially with astrology, they think it's just this easy thing that, oh, I can just say my date and you can just tell me about everything. It takes time. You need to sit down. You need to have a consultation. Like I was saying, consultation, minimum an hour, minimum, because there are so many other variables and so many other factors. One's got to study your chart, see what's happening with the planets, how they aligned with your chart based on your date of birth and place of birth. So it's not that. Stop looking for quick fixes. It doesn't get you nowhere. As a matter of fact, you end up taking longer because you end up coming back again and repeating the cycle. So watch out for that. But yeah, Abdul, not having a go. I don't know. But you are a Cancer. I mean, one thing I can say is Jupiter's moving into Cancer. But then again, I don't know your chart. I have to see your chart, you see. But generally, for Cancerians, it is going to be good from June, isn't it, when Jupiter moves into Cancer. So that's you should have come to the year lecture at the beginning of the year. You would have got something out of that. But we still need to see the whole chart in order to be able to get that. And then my cave talks. Some of these names you guys come up with. My cave talks. My husband has Virgo stellium, his sun, Mars, and Mercury. So he's got three planets, obviously. And she's saying, please help. I need to see the chart. Obviously, he's being hit by Saturn, I'm sure, depending on the degrees. Virgos are really have been hit, haven't they? All the mutable signs, really. But Saturn does pop into Aries. He's popping in at the end of May. So he's going to be popping into Aries. Yeah, you Cardinals. Yeah, Aries, Cancers, Libra, Capricorn. Embrace yourself. We're going to get a little touch of Saturn for a few months, from end of May to early September. And then he's gone again. And then he comes back again in March next year. But I'm sure I'll be talking about that closer to the time. I will be bringing up the chart of the moment very shortly and letting you know where the planets are and what we can look forward to. Later on, we've got Tarot Card of the Week. Competition time. Do we have a winner? I'm sure the last time I checked, We didn't have a winner, but I will be double checking again whether. Whoa. Okay. By the way, I need to give a shout out to Banji. Banji, listen, Banji, listen. Oh my God, talk about timing. As you many of you know, I teach astrology, and I popped out very quickly on Tuesday, and I thought, yeah, let me just go pick up something quickly, come home, you know, log on to my students. And on the way back, I saw, you know, I had my headphones in, and I saw this brother behind me, and it was Banji. I know many of you are thinking, who the hell's Banji? Who the hell's Banjo Joe? Who are you talking about here? Well, he's one of the people who often plays in the competition. He does competition. He's won it, I believe, once at least, I should think. So he's normally, you know, and he saw me. He said, hey, I saw you on the road. And I thought, I was like, oh, my God, I'm becoming famous, people. Oh, my God. I'm becoming famous. Yeah, I want to be famous. I want to be like Kim Kardashian. Yeah, right. it is what it is. But he spotted me. So shout out to Banji. Thanks a lot for... Sorry I couldn't spend more time with you. I had to, you know, had to get to my students, man. It's like, I had like 5 minutes. I rushed through the door. It's like, oh my God. Crazy. It wasn't on Tuesday. It was Sunday. Sunday it was. Shout out to Banji. Hope you're well. Amy, oh my God. Okay. I'm just seeing your text now. Okay, my guess is, okay. Well. Okay. Looks like we got a winner. Coolio. It's all good. Competition time. We do have a winner. Okay, I'll be announcing the winner later on, and I'll be posing another question as well. £30, 30 scrinner up for grabs. By the way, I'm going to be, I don't know when it's going to start, but I've been approached to kind of do like a astrology raffle. Now this is going to be big money people. Okay, let me repeat, big money, like Jupiter Pluto money, right? Life-changing money. Yeah, it's that kind of money we're talking about. We're talking like 50k upwards. There could be more than one winner. It could be done where there's going to be more than one winner, or there could be just one winner who just gets a big, you know, 100,000, 200,000, whatever. But yeah, there's going to be. So raffle people. So hold, it's an astrology raffle. Also, some of the procedures also will go to charities as well. So you'll be supporting charities also as well. And big money, man. Jupiter money. So yeah. It's a raffle though, so you've got to pay to get in. So it's a little bit like the lottery, yeah? It's an astrological lottery. Astro lottery, yeah? So we're going to be seeing who's having what transits, right? And who's having what going on in what chart, what planets are being activated. That's going to make somebody win this lottery. Raffle, lottery, astro. But I've been approached, so we're talking about it, putting it together. It's going to be out there, and thousands of people are going to be able to sign up. You just pay your fee. I don't know. I think it's going to be, I don't know, like £1, maybe £2 maybe, something like that. But for one raffle, you get a number, and I'm going to be doing, the raffle is going to be live, so they ain't going to be like, oh, well, maybe there's some, no, you're going to see your numbers go inside the box, and it's going to be turning, and whichever ball comes out, you're going to be the winner. So it is what it is. So yeah, big money. It's big money. We're talking thousands. Somewhat life-changing. So keep your, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. So yeah, more people you want to get in there. Give thanks, Abdul. Don't you worry. Stick with me, Abdul. I'll show you the way. I'll tell you what's going on. What's that? DJ Co. Okay, DJ Co. Official. DJ Co. Official. Welcome to the show. Some of these names you guys are coming in with, I must say. Anyway, I'll be bringing up the chart of the moment. A shout out to Yvette. Welcome to the show. Yes, Angela. Yes, big money to be won. Tiffany saying, if Saturn could get out of my fifth house, I might have a chance. Because lately I have Venus in Pisces there. Sometimes don't get too thing with your, what you call it, you know. Not all the time is it going to be, because you've got a fifth house. You know what I mean? We've got to look at the ruler and stuff like this. Other mid things we've got to look at. Got to look at your Jupiter and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, there's stuff to take into consideration. Anyhow, we're bringing up the chart of the moment and let's see how that goes. You never know. Saturn could give you a little thing, you know, who knows. But we got a winner for today's competition, so I'll be announcing that later. What else? Did we go to the chart? What else has been happening? Yeah, ruler's Jupiter. Yeah, in Sagittarius, in my second. Okay, all right. Surprised you haven't won it already. Okay, let's see. Yeah, you need to know how to work with the chart, man. I'm actually doing a workshop, people. I think it's going to be in May. I'm actually doing a workshop. It's actually, it's going to be connected with all, it's lottery, it's money lottery. So it's based on finances. It's going to be a 2-day workshop. So watch out for I'll be keeping you updated. Anyway, announcements later for workshops and classes and all that kind of stuff. But that's good, Tiffany. That is good. That's really good. Yeah. Okay. I give you that. Yeah. You can definitely win the lottery. I know somebody who had that and they won the lottery. He was actually a gambler. I told the story about that in class a few years back. And yeah, I know somebody who had that same setup and did quite well, did extremely well. God knows where he is now, but I'm sure he's enjoying the, you know. So Tiffany's saying, not right now with Saturn in Pisces. You never know. But I suppose maybe if Saturn's in Pisces, it's going to be squaring your Jupiter as well. So yeah, that can thing. But yeah, there's always little loopholes there. You just got to know how to utilize it. That's all. Jupiter is conjunct Uranus, nearly exact. So here's hoping. So there's okay. It's cool. Anywho, let's go to the chart of the moment. People telling me about sharing me their planetary positions. My cave talks telling me about her husband, the stellium in Virgo. And she said she wants help. The chart is up. Can you see it? My computer's moving mad slow. Like mad slow. Well, it would be, wouldn't it? Sun's conjunct Saturn. Okay, moon is in Virgo, people. We got a Virgo moon. Yes. What are we looking at here? We got a Virgo moon, so we've got to be analytical. This week coming up, we know we've got a lot of energy. We've got a lot of stuff happening over the course of this week. Mercury's going retrograde on Saturday. Venus is already retrograde, still early days. She's going to be retrograde to what? April 13th, 14th, something like that. We've got an eclipse. We've got a full moon, lunar eclipse in Virgo. It's a total lunar eclipse, and it's going to be able to be seen from the US. Good luck to you folks over there. God knows what's going to be happening. Anywho, things are building up, aren't they? Let's face it. What else? And Saturn's going to be in the mix. So that's telling us something. Yeah. Well, anyway, let's go to the chart and let's see what is happening. So here we go. Let's put it on days. There we go. So we're going to be having the full moon on the 14th, right? This Friday, in 2 days' time, basically. We've got a full moon. People, charge your crystals, man. This is the one where you want to be charging your crystals. Yes. People say, oh, it's an eclipse. Yeah, exactly. Meaning it's more potent. You see, eclipses magnify what is already there. That is what they do. Eclipses are gateways. They are like portals that indicate beginnings and endings, right? And when there is an eclipse at that gateway of the ending and the opening, or the ending and the new beginning, it magnifies whatever is already in its path. So if there is something positive, the eclipse will magnify it. If there's something negative, the eclipse will magnify it also as well. Right? So this is how eclipses work. So if you're charging your crystals and putting the intention of what you want to them to do, you're charging them the way you want them to be charged, you're getting extra power. So it's a full moon with extra power. It's a full moon on steroids. That's what the eclipse is. So why not charge it? Better your life. Is Mr. Abdul still here? Are you still listening? Or have you wandered off because you want to? That's something that will definitely get you a job. Are you there? If you're there, let me know. Maybe I can give you a little something. If you're not, it wasn't for you. Anywho, full moon's coming up today. You can get your crystals. You can put them in a plant pot. You can bury them in the garden if you have a garden. Put them in some soil if you want. Leave them there for the next 2-3 days. On Friday, go and uproot them, clean them off. Put them in a glass with some sea salt, real sea salt here. I'm talking about here, and leave them somewhere where the moon can hit it, although the moon is going to get blocked out. Well, it can be seen in America. In most places, it's not going to be seen. But nevertheless, it's still a full moon out. Just put it somewhere where that moon energy can hit it overnight. Your crystal is charged and ready to go. Okay? So, yeah. It is what it is. This full moon lunar eclipse is also with the south node. It's with the south node. It's a lunar eclipse and it's with the south node, not the north. Now, the south node is known to be more deadly. However, the south node also carries resources. It's extremely resourceful. So also with this south node, this is a really good full moon where if you want to bring an ending to something in your life, it is perfect for it. Absolutely perfect. You see? So, you want to be tapping in to that particular kind of energy. What do you want removed from your life? What do you want finishing? Also, it's important to look back 18 months ago. I repeat, 18 months ago, right? Round about September 2023. Yeah? In September 2023, what was beginning? What did you start? Did you start something? Did something new start for you around that time? Because whatever you started then is about to come to a stage of completion. It's about to come to a stage of fruition. Also, what was happening in your life 18 and a half years ago, 19 years ago, we could say, 2006, to be precise. 2006, what was happening in your life? What was beginning? What was ending? Because there's going to be a repeat of that, right? So we're getting that with this full moon eclipse in the sign, and it's in Virgo. What I find really strange is that Virgo is ruled by the planet Mercury, and Mercury stations to go retrograde literally on the 14th. I mean, something's trying to tell us something here in regards to communication, in regards to information, in regards to travel, in regards to literacy, in regards to the way we think. It's telling us something about trade. It's telling us a number of things. So we know the retrogrades, yeah, red alert. Alarm bells are ringing, aren't they? How can they not be? The thing is also with this full moon, Saturn is involved. Saturn, so there's a heaviness, right? There's a slowness. There's a need for organized. There's a need for limitations. There's a need for restrictions. There's a need for, have you been feeling blocked, inhibited of lately? Of course you have. That's why my phone won't start ringing. The WhatsApp messages beyond belief. I had somebody email, text me again. I've messaged you just in case you haven't forgot. I ain't forgot. You're just at the bottom of the pile, mate. There's another 100 before you. people, I don't know. I guess we're all like that. If we are being attended to by somebody, we want to feel like you're attending us and us alone. I think it's part of human nature. There's only one Israel. it is what it is. So Saturn's involved in this. We could even say Neptune's involved in it as well. How can we not? It's a big one. It is a big one. However, my advice over the course of the next coming days, over the course of this weekend, people take it easy, take it slow, focus, concentrate, yeah? Organize, plan, yeah? This is what it's about. This is not a time for doing something quick, right? This is not the time for doing something quick. It ain't that time. By the way, let me I just need to check here because I found a way of actually seeing, because sometimes I don't see the messages, I don't see my messages on Instagram. I'm seeing them now. Okay, well, shout out to people who are joining. Astrology Sierra. Okay, and who's this? Shermela, I can't pronounce some of these names. Shermela, God. I don't, please forgive me. I can't, Melanie? Is it? Oh, God. I'm not even going to try. You know who I'm trying to call. You know who you are. Forgive me. And astrology, Sira, also joined as well. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. So with this eclipse, it's all about taking it easy, taking it slow. It's all about being grounded, right? It's all about looking at things from a practical perspective. And Mercury is also letting us know that, hey, we need to be looking backwards a bit. We need to be looking backwards. So, full moon eclipse, charge up your crystals, meditate, contemplate what was happening in your life, what was starting 18 months ago, September 2023, and also what was happening also 19 years ago, around this time in 2006. Those two times, there is something that is going to echo. This eclipse is going to echo something that is connected with those two times in the past. So please watch out for that. Mercury also stations to go retrograde. So Mercury's already slow. You know what to do, people. Back up your computers. Back up your computers, back up your phones, anything associated with communication, telecommunication, travel, transportation, movement, phones, emails, computers, everything, any kind of gadget, anything for networking, connecting with other people. It's Mercury. And we've already got Venus retrograde. Oh, God. And we're in the month of, something's like telling us, like, we're moving forward. It's almost like we've got to go backward to go forward. That's the message. We've got to go backwards in order to go forwards. Get it? It's a little bit like throwing the javelin. You know, you've kind of got to, is javelin, would that be an appropriate? What's a sport where you got to maybe pull something back before you let it go? Something like that. Like, yeah, we could say maybe like the javelin. That is where we're at here in the cosmic alignments. So Mercury stationing to go retrograde. So that's going to be on Friday. So on Saturday, the 15th, Mercury's still stationary. And then 15th, 16th, he's on his way moving retrograde. All in Aries. It seems like Venus and Mercury both go, although Venus is already retrograde, but they seem to be going retrograde around that same degree of Aries as well, around that 10 degrees, which is quite interesting. So Mercury starts his retrograde. His is 21 days, right? So, you know what to do. We know what the Mercury retrograde is about. We've heard it enough now. It's just about that. Great time for planning. Great time for going back over things you've already done, right? This is what Mercury retrograde essentially is about. It's a bit heated. I mean, he's in Aries. He's really wanting to go forward, but unfortunately. What else have we got? Another thing, on the eclipse, on the day of the eclipse, the sun is also going to be sextile Uranus. This is mad. We've got Saturn in the mix. We've got Uranus in the mix. What's going on here? So Uranus will put a touch of genius to it, right? He will give it a touch of genius. Make no mistake about that. But it's a nice sextile. It's good. There's something creative about it, something self-expressive, something dynamic. can be something unpredictable also as well. So be sure to watch out for that. 15th, so then Mercury goes retrograde. What else are we having here? Mars is slowly moving forward. Remember, he'd recently just come out of retrograde. Mars is slowly moving forward. He's still got that trine to Saturn, so that's really good. It's staying there for quite a long time. And like I said, Mars trine Saturn is really like a locomotive kind of energy. This is really good for getting projects done. It's really a good time to sort of like face any kind of difficult projects or challenges that you may have encountered in the recent past that you found a little bit difficult and you really want to plow forward. Mars Saturn is a nice, slow, consistent, constructive energy that can be, you know, applied to our life. That's really, really good. And where's Mr. Abdul? You see what I'm talking about? Mr. Abdul is nowhere to be seen. See, the moment I said, oh, we need a chart, he's buggered off. You see what I mean? He's lost. I was going to tell you something there. it is what it is. So Mars in Cancer at the moment. I'm trining Saturn. So, okay, cool. We've also had Sun now also trining Mars also as well. I mean, he's trining Mars. He was trining him a few days ago, so it's actually passed now. Okay. What else have we got? 16th. Anything aspecty? Okay. Starting from the eclipse day, literally from the 15th, the day after, the sun is going to start to move towards Neptune. We've got a sun-Neptune conjunction in Pisces. We have it every year, by the way. Remember last year? Happened on the day Mr. Putin got voted back into power. Yeah, what does that tell you? Something there. Strawberry shines forever. She says, tell me. I don't know if it's a she or he. I do apologize. Don't want to be sexist. Tell me. Tell you what? Tell you about what I was going to say in Cancer. We've got Sun conjunct Neptune, people, which is going to be starting from the 15th of March. It's going to be an exact conjunction on the 19th of March. So from the 14th, we can say from the 14th or the day of the eclipse, 14th, 15th of March, we're going to be swimming in the waters. Sensitivity really going to be high. Really a time to be getting into spiritual things. Really a time to be compassionate, help people, heal people, do some form of charity, give, assist wherever you can. This is what we are going to be tapping into. People, remember I said it, last year? Stay away from the alcohol. Sun conjunct Neptune. Stay away from the alcohol. Stay away from any kind of recreational substances. You know what I'm talking about. Somebody offered me that. Don't want to go off topic. A little, he wasn't a kid. Well, he's a youngster. I don't know. He couldn't be more than, 22. Rolled up on me on a bike and says, do you smoke weed? No, I don't, mister. So this is what's happening now. People roll up on you. Yeah. Talk about customer service. They bring it right to you wherever you are. They deliver. It's Speaking about Sun Neptune, I'm having to take a sip of water. So, as I was saying, apologies. Yeah, little youngster rolled up on me and said, do you smoke weed? I said, no, thank you. He's like, oh, cool, cool. No worries. Got some good stuff on me, he says, as he rides off into the wind. I don't know, maybe because I've got locks. Maybe because I'm black, you know. That this guy should, he looks like a smoker. no, thank you. Police, that one on the bike. I didn't do that, but, you know, it is what it is. But I thought I'd just bring it up. Anywho, Sun Neptune, stay away. Stay well away. Because sensitivity is really going to be on the rise with the Sun Neptune conjunction. Yeah, we're really going to be sensitive. Shout out to Alicia. Is it Alicia or Alicia? Shout out to Strawberry Shines. Strawberry Shines Forever. Quite like that name. It's quite cool. She says, tell me. You still haven't told me what I should tell you. I can tell you a number of things. But yeah, keep it coming. Let's get back to the chart. So from the 14th, 15th, do be mindful about substances, alcohol, you know, even medication, you know. Don't want to be overdosing around this time. We are going to be swimming, especially on the 19th of March. Yeah, just before the sun ingresses into the sign of Aries, where the sun will be exalted. And we start the spring equinox, a new beginning, people. So we're going to have this huge, we're having quite a huge Pisces energy. And it's quite interesting because Venus and Mercury are also going to both retrograde back into Pisces. And this is what I'm saying. Pisces being the last sign of the zodiac, the cosmos is trying to tell us, like, yeah, we're moving forward, but we've kind of got to go back before we go forward. This is what this planetary alignment is telling us. It's telling us slow down with the whole Saturn, be creative, Uranus, try something new, go back, retrace your steps, recorrect your mistakes, re-study, analyze what you've, and then we move forward. That's what this is all about. So, Sun Neptune, that peaks on the 19th. What else do we have? Coolio, on the 20th of March, the sun will move into the sign of Aries, where he is exalted. The journey of the zodiac begins. The first sign of the zodiac, the sign of initiation. And as he moves into Aries, he's going to be met with a conjunction of Venus. He's probably going to sextile Pluto first. So I need to be a bit purged. It's a sextile, so it's quite good. So a need for purging, a little bit of power struggles coming up there. But he's also going to be oncoming to, as Venus is retrograding back, Sun's moving into Aries, they're both going to move towards each other and form a conjunction. So this will be on the 20th of March, okay? Then there's going to be an exact conjunction of Sun, Venus on the 22nd of March. On the 22nd of March, we're going to have a Sun-Venus conjunction. And also on the probably at some point on the 22nd. Let me just double check. Yeah, it's going to be on the 22nd. At some point later in the day, in UK time, that is, Venus, there's going to be a Cassimi. Venus is going to Cassimi the sun, which is good. She's going to be in the heart of the sun. So there can be advantages here for money, advantages around relationship, love, and all of those things. Quite cool. So that's going to be on the 22nd. And then the sun will also go on to also, there's going to be a sextile on the 22nd. Also on the sextile actually, is actually going to, so the Venus sun conjunction will be before the sextile of sun Pluto. We're going to have a Pluto, sun Pluto, which is about power. It's about transformation. It's about purging. It's about being resourceful. It's about letting go of old, again, which is all connected to that. And then we're going to be coming up to another eclipse towards the end of the month on the 29th. We've got a new moon, solar eclipse. It's not a total one, but it's an eclipse nevertheless. So on the 23rd of March, we're going to have sun sextile Pluto. Opportunities and potential to be resourceful, a renewal, to transmute, transform your sense of identity, your vitality. Great energy to tap into that. And then on the 24th of March, the sun is also going to conjunct Mercury. And Mercury is going to be Cassimi the sun, in the heart of the sun, where, you know, there's a moment where Venus and where they disappear. They Cassimi, they're in the heart of the sun. They can't be seen. They are protected. This is a very auspicious time. So it can be auspicious for trade, auspicious for traveling, auspicious for any kind of communication activities. It can be good, even though Mercury is retrograde. So watch this space. And then, guess what? On the 27th of March, Venus is going to move back into the sign of Pisces. Conjunct Neptune. On the 27th of March, there's going to be a Venus-Neptune conjunction. We're all going to be, we're going to be in that romanticist dream world. Our idealistic is going to, you know, I just thought I'd put this up. One hour's gone. Surely 1 hour hasn't gone. I think when I turned it over, okay, yeah, well, 1 hour's probably, yeah. It is what it is. Let's put it back again, the timer. Anywho, what I was going to say. Yeah, so Venus, Neptune, idealism, romanticism, going back over past loves, lots of emotions from the past being brought back up again, especially with Venus retrograde. Are any of you seeing people, apart from your exes? The exes is a typical one. And we've got Mercury and Venus, but they both tend to bring up people from your past. Whether it's friends, exes, all that stuff, you know, coming back into your life. Have you been witnessing that? Yeah. More to come. Stay tuned. So on the 27th of March, we've got Venus conjunct Neptune. Okay. It is what it is, right? And we still got the Mars trining the Saturn, plowing through. Nice, slow release energy. Really good stuff. And on the 29th of March, we shall have a new moon, which is also going to be an eclipse in the sign of Aries. New moon. New start. So this is the beginning of the new start, but we're still having to go back to pick up a few things, right? Because we've got Venus now retrograde back into Pisces. And guess what? On that 29th / 30th, Mercury also goes back into Pisces as well. And I think, and I'm going to leave it there. We're talking about more about these planetary alignments in the next couple of weeks. It looks exciting. It looks interesting, I must say. It is what it is. Tiffany saying there are no devils in hell. They are all mostly over here in the US. Oh, God. Amy says us. Yvette says, hope you're not near the devils, Tiff. Yeah, okay. I hear ya. Maybe we're all devils. We just don't know it. Anywho, I'm going to leave it there. Shout out to Lumumba. Love the name, Lumumba. Powerful name. Shout out to, who's that? Richen Darkin? Am I pronouncing it right? Richen Darkin. See, I don't know these names. They're too long for me. You know who I'm calling. Welcome to the show. Do forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name incorrect, but welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Oh, you said yes. Okay, so I'm pronouncing it correct. Richen Dakarin. Okay. Thanks a lot. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So, yeah, so that's what that's about. Anywho, competition time. I didn't even put my banners up today. What's going on here? Anywho, competition time. Here we go. I need to put up the email also as well for when I announce the next question. People, if you're listening for the first time, chance to win £30. I ask a question. The first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight, UK time. So do adjust your clocks if you want to partake in the competition. It's the first person who inboxes me. The answer gets £30. Not much, but it can buy you a drink. By the way, I did spoke earlier on about raffle coming up, and it's going to be life-changing money. You do have to pay a little bit of money to enter, probably about £2 or something like that, to buy yourself a raffle. You got to be in it to win it, right? But yes, big money involved. We're talking like 50 grand upwards. So people, stay tuned. That's all in the pipeline. We're working on that. So stay tuned. And it's the first people who email me. For those of you listening to the recording, the email address is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. So, I asked the question last week. I'm about to announce the winner, people, for last week. I asked the question last week, what planet rules deers? A deer? D-E-E-R, Bambi, deer. Yes. Christian, you're slacking, man. 1 minute past midnight. Must know that the wolves are out here, man, trying to get that. But yeah, Amy, first time and winner. You won. Yes, you are correct. The answer is Venus. So, Christian, not only was you late, you got the wrong answer. Also, as well, Leroy. You got the wrong answer also as well. Raja, you got the wrong answer as well. You all went for Moon. I had a feeling why you lot went for Moon. It's actually Venus. Venus rules deers. So, Amy, you are the proud winner of £30. So yeah, let me know whether it's bank account or via PayPal. Normally I'd send it via PayPal, but yeah, Yeah, great stuff. Congratulations, Amy. Dia is the planet. Dia is the animal ruled by the planet Venus. Getting my words mixed up. So well done, Amy, Lynn. First time. Never seen you. Yeah, I don't know why I'm sniffing. Enter the competition. I haven't even seen you on the show, but well done. You've got £30 coming over to you. So you see how it is, people. I announced the winner. So next week, I'm going to ask a question now. And then next week, Wednesday, it's the first person who answers me at 12 midnight. Okay, are you ready? This one is going to be a very interesting one, I tell you. Okay, so what planet rules giraffes? What planet rules giraffe? A giraffe? You know a giraffe? What planet rules giraffes? First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight, UK time. So set your timer. Amy said, I had my timer set. Yeah, good one. I think everybody does. Well, they're supposed to. What planet rules giraffe? First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight, UK time. So that I announce it the next day. I was going to say morning, but afternoon, of course, the afternoon that follows it. I'll announce the winner just the same way I went through this. What planet rules giraffe? A giraffe. Yeah, that's a tricky one. Trust me. You'll be amazed at the answer. Anywho, what was I going to say? Announcements. I need to make some announcements, right? Some of you, quite a few people, funny enough, I don't know what's happening there. I've actually emailed me. Seriously, yeah, I'm dead serious. I've had about like 10 emails of people asking about my astrology course. I think, Amy, you were one of them, I think, I believe. So people, I'm running classes. Let me put up my I need to actually do something. You probably will need to email me. So this is the email. That's the email where you should be emailing me about astrology courses. It's on the screen right now. For those of you listening to the recording, sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. Right? I'm running a number. The academy is officially set, people. I hope you know that. It's not just Sacred Planet. It's Sacred Planets Academy. Yeah, official. All my courses are now going to be certified. Okay, first and foremost, astrology. Astrology classes are coming. However, you do, there are three modules with astrology. There is the fundamental foundation level. There is the intermediate level. And there is the advanced level. Okay. If you're interested, you email me. I will send you, I have told you that the prices are going up. They've already gone up already. Now, upon signing up on any of my courses, number one, you have a lifetime access. You have a portal where you have lifetime access. Reading material, PDFs will be available. Many of them, if not most of them, will be downloaded. You have readings to all of the live classes which take place. But you also have recordings of every single topic that you must watch and study. There's also quizzes, test quizzes as well, that keeps you up on your game. Also as well, that gets you ready for when you want to do the exam, so that when you do pass, you can move on to the next one. You cannot go on to the intermediate level without completing the beginner's level. That's how it works. Quite strict with this one. I need you to be on top of it, like on form, right? Very much in depth. Classes every week. Sorry, let me repeat. Classes twice a week. Sorry, let me repeat that again. Classes three times a week. We've got three live classes now. Two on Tuesday, one on Thursday. People, you want to get in. However, if you miss the classes, the recordings are there. So you go through them if you have any questions. The live classes really are, although I do talk about a topic every time, they are more about, it should be really questions, but bring any questions, it doesn't matter. I'm there to answer. So, and then we go into it. So that's how it is. You can take your time. You can learn from anywhere. You sign up. You have your portal. Enter it. Study at your own time. Read at your own time. Do your tests, quizzes. Can play about with it. Do as you wish. So that is the astrology course. This weekend, this Saturday coming, I'm starting tarot card course for beginners. There's a 20% discount also as well. Those of you on social media, the advert's out there, the link is there also as well to get the discount code to get the 20% discount off. For those of you who are members, paid members of the Sacred Planets, you get 40% off. So tarot card for beginners, 10-week course, probably is going to be longer. That's starting this Saturday at 2 p.m. UK time. And for those of you who've done the beginners, there's going to be an intermediate level tarot for intermediate level on Sunday, the 16th of March, this Sunday coming at 2 p.m. Intermediate level. So for those of you who've done the beginners, wanted to go into more, we're going now on to, that's going to be starting on Sunday. Sign up, people. It is what it is. What else? Palmistry, there will be another palmistry coming up soon again. Numerology has already started. Forget that one. If you're not on that one now, I suppose you could now, but I won't want to risk it. Too much info. If you're good at country, but numerology has already started. But there will be another numerology, so I'll be keeping you updated on that. So those are the courses. Anybody's interested? Sacred Planets Academy is official, baby. Locked and loaded, registered. In Dubai. More to talk more about that. So anybody who is interested in any of the courses, do let me know. sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. Send me an email. What else have we got? I know what's next. We got tarot card of the week, right? It's that time of the week. And let's take the email down. So just going to shuffle the cards and let's see what is going to be the tarot card of the week. What's the advice? What's the energy? Oh, the sky's lightened up. It's nice and blue. Oh, see, London ain't bad after all, is it? It is what it is. Anyhow, I'm shuffling the cards here. Let's have a look at what the card of the week is going to be about. I'm going to do it from the top. What have we got today? Didn't we get that last month? Not surprising with the planetary alignments out there. We got the Four of Swords, people. I think we got this 2-3 weeks ago, something like that. Four of Swords. Take it easy, people. This actually makes a lot of sense. Sun conjunct Saturn. Full moon eclipse with Saturn. Venus retrograde. Mercury on the birth of retrograde. We need to take a chill pill. We need to take it easy. This card is about resting, recuperating, recharging. A great time for healing. reset. We need a reset so we can restart. That's what this card is essentially about. It's about taking a bit of time out. Four of Swords. So we've got to take this time out, people. This is what this means. It really coincides with the planetary energies, planetary alignments that we are experiencing, already experiencing, and going to be experiencing in the next few days coming up to this weekend, taking us until next week. Four of Swords, people. Take time out where you, of course, you've got to work. Of course, you've got to pay your bills. I'm not saying don't work. However, take as much time out wherever you can. Utilize your breaks to rest, to recharge, to ground yourself. Stay focused, meditate, rest, sleep. Instead of being up and watching late night TV, go to your bed, right? Get all the rest that you can do. Slow down. That is what that Four of Swords essentially is about. So that is the card for this week. People, I think I have come to the end of my show. Shout out to, who's this? Duo Astrology. I like that. Kemporium. Shout out to Kemporium and Duo Astrology. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast, although I'm finishing now. People, I want to thank each and every single one of you for your support. Well done to Amy. Congratulations. Being a first-time winner on the show. People, stay safe. Stay blessed. I'm a bit speechless. I don't know what to say. I think I've said everything that I need to say, actually, isn't it? It is what it is. People, take your time over the week coming, right? Take your time. Like I said, Venus is already retrograde. Mercury's about to go retrograde. We've got a lunar full moon eclipse in the sign of Virgo, also alongside Saturn. Also, it's connected with Uranus. We've got the spring equinox coming up. You see, there's a build-up here, right? So people, enjoy the week, stay safe, take it easy, stay grounded. Thank you very much, Yvette. For those of you watching on YouTube, for those of you watching on Instagram, like, give me a like, follow, like, comment. Nobody comments. That's all. It is what it is. Yeah, like, man, support the show. It is what it is. Yeah, just take it easy. I'm being hit by this eclipse. I'm feeling it already. I mean, I've been in the gym. Obviously when I get into it, but I'm just feeling a bit like it's almost like don't want to move. You know, the Sun Saturn is already having an effect. So there's something about needing to focus and concentrate. Yeah. Limit yourself. This is not really a time to, it's time to just stay a bit focused. And that can be difficult, especially for us in societies where it's fast paced. Yeah. Those of you living like countrysides or, you know, you've got to be, it can be a lot better. Fast-paced societies, it's very and then people of the Islamic faith, you guys are fasting as well. Well, the Christians are fasting as well. It's Lent, isn't it? You know, you had pancake day the other day, didn't you? Ash Wednesday, sorry, where they do the pancakes and stuff. It is what it is. People, listen, man, I'm out. Thank you very much for your support. I'll be back again with you next week, Wednesday. Same place, same time. You know what it is when you hear. My name's Israel Ojozi. Thank you very much for your cooperation. Thank you very much for your support. I'll be with you next week, Wednesday, same place, same time, 12:30 p.m. UK time. Logging in, set your alarms. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their mother, father, uncle, auntie, brother, sister, niece, nephew, to tell their friends to log into the one and only Lunar Lounge show. For those of you listening to the recording, thanks a lot for your support. Really appreciate it. Cool stuff. On that note, people, my name's Israel Ojozi. Okay. You're listening to the Lunar Lounge show, and I am out. See ya.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.